Blog Talk Radio.
Non-stop bully.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
Hey, yo, what's up, family? What's happening? Glad to have you listening in to the Non-Stop Boogie Show with me, DJ Sergey Boogie of the Mean Team. And, of course, by now, y'all should know that the Mean is an acronym for Money, Earning, and Networking. That's right, y'all. DJ Sergey Boogie of the Mean Team in the building on the Non-Stop Boogie Show right here on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, based in Los Angeles, California, but broadcasting live right now from the city of Houston, in the great state of Texas. What's up, y'all? How's everybody feeling? I hope you're keeping your spirits up. You know, we're going through some things right now in the country, but we're going to get through it. And as I always say, keep your head up. You know, today's show is special, just like any other, but got a couple of surprises. But before we do that, I said it was an announcement I wanted to make. If you've been checking me out on Facebook or any of my social media, had a big announcement. Well, here it is. Thrilled to announce that we have been added to a few new platforms so people can check us out, and that way the audience will grow, more people will be exposed, and, you know, just want to make the show greater and greater and greater. Those new platforms are as follows. We've been added to Apple TV, Roku TV, Fire Stick TV, and Android TV. All right, so you can always listen in while we live on those shows, with the show on those platforms. And if you want to listen to past shows, you can also access them on those platforms. Once again, that's Apple TV, Roku TV, Fire Stick TV, and Android TV. All right? Hey, check it out, y'all. I'm thrilled about this show. It's the Midwest Muscle episode, all right? But surprise, it's 420. Y'all thought I forgot it was 420? Come on now, be for real. But anyway, what we're going to do real quick, we're not going to focus too much on 420 because I really want to get into it with these guests we got from the Midwest. They are part of the Midwest Muscle doing a thing from Ohio to Iowa. But right now, since it is 420, I figured we'd kick it off a little something like this.
Call it ganja.
singers, Smokey, and players of instruments too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, that's the best thing you can do.
Network for your top source for live streaming continuous content such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyle and wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Legalize it. Don't criticize it. That's right, y'all. DJ Sir J Boogie right back at you on Nonstop Boogie. And this is the Midwest Muscle Edition. But had to give a little something for the people for the 420. What's up? Roll up. Anyway, that's right, y'all. Midwest Muscle, people have been asking me, what do you mean by that? Anyway, it goes like this. The Midwest pretty much is like the place of so much innovation, so much good music, a lot of talent, a lot of brains, a lot of hustlers come from this part of the country, the Midwest. I was raised in the Midwest for a while, so that might explain a few things, but what it is that I want to really concentrate was on a couple of brothers that I know doing their thing, doing it big. One guy I've known for quite a while and really just got introduced to him just because people kind of saw how I was moving, and they kept saying, you know, his name kept ringing out, like, man, y'all, you need to get with him. Y'all should work together. My barber was telling me this when I was living in Dayton, Ohio, by the way. This is where this was happening. And that's exactly where this guy's from, man. No, well, that's where he lived. He's from Toledo. But we're going to get into all that with him, and we're about to bring him on right now. He told me this week his name was Hoodrow, which I didn't know. So many surprises with this dude. But, hey, he's a hard act to follow. He's always on top of something brand new, always got a good word. If you listen to this guy, I guarantee you he puts you up on game. And right now we're going to bring him to Nonstop Boogie. My homeboy, Rob Hood. What up, Rob?
What's up, bro? Hood Drew.
What's up with it?
In the building. What's up with you, bro?
What's up?
What's up,
hey,
man?
I'm glad to, staying out the way.
Glad you brought me on, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I knew from the time I even got this show that I was like, your name was already on my mind. Like, I got to bring him on. I ain't know exactly when, but, hey, we making it happen right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Likewise, I need to bring you on my podcast too.
See what I'm saying? Hey, I'm telling you, it's. I mean, but you do yours. I put it like this, man. I try to model a lot of stuff off. I pay attention. I'm a student of the game. So, you one of the people that I watch and say, okay, this is how he moving, and it just kind of like it's like iron sharpened iron, bro. That's how. You know, I guess people started, like, talking to me about you when I was living in Dayton, you know what I'm saying? And you had a couple of shops or whatever, man. But can you give them, like, a brief history real quick of, like, I don't know, was it a lemonade stand? I don't know. Y'all know you started out doing something. You know what I'm saying? Because you always moving.
Let me see. How did I start? I actually just started out, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I had a love for the music, right? I had a love for hip hop. I had a love for music, right? But I just took it from like hustling, and I got tired of like hustling. So I was like, so what can I do to do something that, you know what I'm saying, that I love to do? So what I did one day, I'm going to tell you how I started my business. So for everybody who don't know, I do like marketing, and I do graphic design and marketing. Is what I do, right? And but how I started is, I had got a computer, and I took a picture of me and my brothers, and my cousin, and we was in the basement. And I took a picture, and I was like, ooh, we was like, ooh, that looked like a Master P cover. He said that looked like an album cover. So I was like,
okay.
So then I put some words on it, right? And I was like, you know, since back then it was like 98, 99. You know, Master P now was killing the game. So I was Master P. And I just started playing with it, and people was like, yo, that's hot. That's hot, right? So I was like, you know what? So ever since I took that picture and that cover, the light bulb came on, and I had just had an idea was, okay, well, I want to offer this to my people. I want to do album covers. I want to do advertising to, like, all the black businesses that was in the neighborhood, right? Because you didn't really see a lot of black businesses advertising. And I came from a little bit of both. I had some street in me. I had some corporate in me. So on the corporate side, I seen a lot of advertising, right? But when I went back to the streets and I seen all my brothers in their stores and in the neighborhood, they never really advertised. So I was trying to put the two and two together. So I'm like, okay, well, if I can make you a flyer design or something, and this was like early 2000, bro. I was like, so let me make some flyers. So I did a couple flyers for a couple businesses, and they was like, yo, that's dope. And then, I was doing them for free. And then I had walked into a music store one day, and I was like, yo, let me rent out your back office. And I didn't even know these people. You know what I'm saying?
No, let me ask you like, real quick. What store was it? Do I know?
Homeboys Music.
Homeboys Music.
I walked into Homeboys Music.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, I was at Homeboys Music on 3rd. I just walked in. I didn't even know them. I just had a vision. I was like, you know, I want to do these album covers. And I just walked in there and was like, yo, can I rent out your back office? He was like, no. I was like, all right. But I came back. I came back again, like, bro, I'm telling you, man, let me rent out your office. And one day he just said, all right, bet. I charge you $100 a month. And that's basically
how
I started, bro. That's the basic of how I started.
Bro, I'm going to tell you, it's
been
persistence overrides resistance. You feel me?
Yeah,
when
I
wasn't
taking
you,
no for an answer.
You had to shop on Main Street in Dayton. Right there. It was a plaza across the street where I think Tiffany's, I think, used to be over there.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. They probably
changed
the name 100 times. But anyway, I know Frogs wasn't far from there. But I was just impressed because by that time, when I actually, you know, came in, and I don't even know what we was chopping it up about, you had already moved to, like, doing, I believe, music videos. And,
yeah, I was doing everything, bro. I was doing
and movies,
I was
and I'm like, these dudes is doing it like, you know, like P and them. Shout out to P. And I knew you was moving with my, because one of my frat brothers, he ain't my homeboy, he's my frat brother, but that's my brother, R.D. Codwell, we call him Goldie. His cousin, first cousin was Smed.
Yeah, my brother.
And I knew the whole go for your mouth, and I used to see the commercials on BET at night, especially during Uncut.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, these dudes is killing it. What's going on?
We was killing them.
Man,
We was doing the commercials. We was, you know what I'm saying? The one thing that we really killed them with was the commercials staying on TV. And a lot of people didn't really understand, when people look at TV, they really think the whole world is watching it, right? But the Time Warner man came to us one day, and he told us the game. And once he showed us the game, bro, we was running them commercials back to back. And then once we started doing it, everybody else started coming to us wanting to do it. And I was doing the whole city. You know what I'm saying? It went from flyers. It went from doing flyer design to doing, so then people would be like, okay, can you print them? So I'm like, yeah, I can print them. So then it went to printing, and then it went to, okay, do you do websites? I'm like, do you do commercials? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it just started growing. And then once we did the commercials, like, okay, can you air it on TV? So, yep, we aired on TV. And, bro, I did that, bro. I at least ran through 15 summers, no fumbles, bro.
Y'all was killing it. I'm a witness. And then then you messed around.
You know, but
and,
you know, one of the
had a magazine
that
really, though.
That was just a conglomeration of all the businesses that I had. So I was in connecting with all the businesses, and I had a relationship with all the artists. So I was just like, so the one thing that I did was I noticed, like, when I would drop off flyers and business cards, right? That I was giving them too many. So I would drop somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? I was running special, like 5,000 flyers, 5,000 business cards, something like that, $300.
Right.
And people was buying them. But then I noticed that they wasn't coming back. And then when I would go to the store, they still would have, like, a whole box full of flyers and business cards. Right? So I was like, So that's not working. So then I came up with the concept of, okay, what if I put them in a magazine, and then I'll distribute the magazine. And I just took the same businesses and the same artists, put it in the magazine, and distributed it ourselves. And we started out as a city magazine, but then it grew, and just blew up. I wasn't even expecting it. I thought it was just going to be a city magazine, for real.
And what was the name of that magazine?
Worldwide. I won awards. That one was called
Boss
Magazine.
What was the name of that?
Boss Magazine.
Right.
Yeah, Boss
Magazine. Okay. And now you got, what is it? Is that Elevate? Am I saying it right? Or?
Yeah, so now we got Elevate Magazine.
Okay.
Elevate
Explain
Magazine
to me
is what we have
how
now.
That came about. And you guys are based now, you guys aren't based in Dayton per se. Now you're in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta now. Yeah.
Okay, so operations are still going in Dayton and Atlanta. Is that how it works? Or?
Oh, yeah. Operations still running. You know, I try, you know, Dayton ain't going to never let me leave. But now we just expanded. We just try to expand the campaign. We opened the radio station, so we got the radio station down here in Atlanta.
And that's Fly 93.5, right?
Fly 93.5. Download that on Google and Play Store. And so then we came with the magazine. You know, this popular request, people asking for it, so I came back with it. But this time, it's a little twist, though. It's not just about, I mean, even the first time with Boss Magazine, it was like, you know, some focusing on artists and focusing on entrepreneurs, right?
Okay.
So that's my thing. I always just want to focus on being your own boss, starting your own business, and doing your own thing. Don't ask for nobody for shit. So that's our philosophy. So with Elevate, it's kind of the same thing, but it's kind of like taking it to a higher level, just on people who took their hustle and took it to the next level. So we got two. We got two issues out right now, and we're working on a third issue right now.
And how is that distributed? Is it in stores, or is it online, or both, or like how can people get a hold of it?
Okay, it's online at timetoelevate.com, and it's in stores too, because you know we're running the same campaign up 75, basically just 75 right now. Up and down Interstate 75, where we put them in the moms and pop stores and barbershops and all the neighborhoods, and then you know, the hood. So we self distribution right now.
Okay. Let me ask you, man, because people, I know they're listening. Like, okay, this brother is a mover and a shaker. Right now, if you had any advice for somebody trying to, you know, do something close to what you do, or basically just get their feet wet, get going, what would be your advice to them? And then let me add to the back end of that question, because we're dealing with this quarantine, any advice for just people, period, during this quarantine and beyond? Because, you know, the way we knew life, it seemed like it's just about to cease to exist the way we was carrying on, or the way that it was functioning. And how,
right,
you a hustler, you an innovator, I call you a tastemaker, you told me not to, but you know what I'm saying? But basically, you know what it is, man. So basically, some advice on, you know what to do to get in the game, and then how to deal with this quarantine and move on beyond.
What I would do, man, what I would tell anybody, because I don't care if you got a 9-to-5 or if you're doing anything. The first thing I would do is kind of figure out what you want to do, what you like to do, and just do it and do something on the side to earn an extra source of income. So if you got a 9-to-5, that's cool. I'm not saying quit your 9-to-5. I'm saying, but you still should be working on having your own something that you can own, right? And start out with something that you like to do because it's easier, or start out with like a service, right? And the main thing I would just say is do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people wait. They always got so many excuses. Oh, I need this. I need that. Or I got to, man, like, if I ever waited till I got everything perfect, I would never do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just, just go. Build as you go. Learn as you go. Make some mistakes. Fail. You're going to fail. You're going to mess up. That's part of learning. So do it. Just do it. So my advice is, don't wait. You got an idea, act on it, do it, figure it out on the way. That's the first thing you need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Second thing I would say, as far as like in this this quarantine, as a matter of fact, if you go to time to elevate, ELVTE.com, on issue 2, I put the episode is called 29 Side Hustles, right? And I list 29 side hustles that you can start online, most of them for free. Right? So if you know, like, for example, like if you know how to cook, okay, well, you can sell people your recipe. And you can publish your recipe. People pay you for that. And I put the link in the website in there. And if you know how to teach, if you know a skill or something, that you can go to teachable.com and you can get paid for that. So it don't cost nothing to start a side hustle. You just got to put the drive behind it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this internet age right now, I recommend everybody at least have some type of internet business, because that's what we're going through, especially in COVID right now. I started a new business just a couple weeks ago. Just another online store.
I saw that on Facebook. I saw that.
Yeah, the premium
business. Like, I just started two new businesses.
I just sold 10 chains already.
That's
I just sold 10 chains already. Every time I wake up in the morning, it's like, okay, you sold something. I'm like, okay, cool. But, yeah, but so that's what I would do, man. If you can get that, timetoelevate.com, 29 side hustles. Man, it's dope, bro.
For sure. And I'm
going
to make sure
say,
I push that out there to have people check you out, and also want them to listen to this over and over. You know, like, we constrained with time because it's only an hour.
Right.
But what you just dropped, bruh, can get somebody going if they serious.
Man,
and to quote you, something y'all used to say, you might still say it, but let me just say, it caught my ear. Stop stalling and start balling.
Don't stall ball.
Don't stall ball. I knew.
Don't stall.
I'm close.
Ball. Yeah,
told you, I've been following you, man. I ain't joking with this. Okay.
Don't stall ball. Just go.
Don't stall ball. Hey, and if they want to get in contact with you, man, period. Just social media, whatever. I know you gave out some information already, but is there any phone numbers or anything with social media that, you know, like IG, Facebook?
IG is Fly935 Hoodrow.
Okay.
Phone number 404-565-4171. On Facebook, just Rob Hood. But, yeah, man, let's chop it up. Schedule an appointment. We can do whatever. Let's build. And that's what we all about. We're about building. We're about owning our own. Like you said, I mean, like I said earlier, everything is about ownership, and that's what we preach and teach to all the young players up under us and all the young players that we ever dealt with. It's just about ownership and owning your own. Stop waiting on somebody to give you something. Go get it yourself.
Go get yours. Right. Man, I'm not kicking you off the show by any means, but I am about to bring another guest on. So check it out. If you want to hang out, you can. You're more than welcome to stay on with us. You know, it's you let me know, or just stay on.
Man, it's been a pleasure.
You know,
it's been a pleasure.
And at the same time, I kind of want y'all to at least speak once, because he's doing something similar to you. He's done some things, man, but over in Iowa. You know, I didn't even know
Iowa. Wow.
How many black folks were in
Iowa. Right.
Yeah, this guy I'm about to bring on, bro, he actually flew me to Iowa to DJ because he's killing the scene with the events and things like that, man. We're going to get into that, but now he's writing books, you know, for kids, man, to help kids. And he's a father, man. He got a daughter and a son, and the son just graduated high school. But this brother is a mover and a shaker. And that's why I called it Midwest Muscle, because you both y'all, man, it just fit. I was like, man, these brothers is making it happen. And so what we about to do, Hood, we're going to bring him on. You know, he's straight out of Des Moines, Iowa, bringing him to the show right now. He got two books out, like I just mentioned. The first is The Magical Super-Duper Human Powers of Rodney the Ordinary Kid. And then he got another book called 8 Conversations to Have with Your Son. Okay? So basically,
dope.
Man, yeah. Hey, this dude is he's the man. We're about to bring him on right now. Introduce
him.
Hey,
go ahead and bring
him
on, bro. I'm going to stay on, but I'm going to just go ahead and mute myself because I'm about to walk into the house. So I'm going to stay I'm tuned in. Okay.
For sure. And come back in whenever, you know, if you feel the need, or, you know what I'm saying, but that's cool, man. I appreciate you, bro. Man, much love. And bring it to the show right now. No doubt. Bring it to the show right now. John Martin Sr. John, you there?
Yes, sir. Peace. How you feeling? How you doing?
What's up, man? Trying to fit it all in, man. Like I talked to you earlier. Brother, I'm glad to have you on the show. What's going on, man? How you feeling, man?
Man, you know what? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling relaxed right now. You know, I'm ready to really get back to work, because the last couple months, you know, how everybody's been you know, dealing with this, with this, with this virus and everything, you know, it's just hard right now. So, you know, I'm trying to stay forward thinking, you know, but, you know, at times it's rough. So, you know, we're going to keep it moving, though.
No doubt. And I'm, and brother, you're in my prayers as well as, you know, everybody else that I know, or I just pray, period, man. I got that from moms and grandma, but, you know, like I always tell people, man, this too shall pass. And really, man, it's like a reset, man, going on, and it's a wake-up call, if anything, because, you know, if you thought you got a whole bunch of time on your hands, you know, to make stuff happen, I mean, you could see how things changed just quickly to, you know, you can't even move around, you know, like you used to, you know what I mean? So I brought you on, though, bro, because you still, man, even in the midst of the storm, you're a mover and a shaker. And I was really glad to see the books, man, that you have out, man. When I met you, just a brief story to the listeners, you flew me to Iowa, to Des Moines, to DJ, you know. And, you know what I'm saying, I still to this day, man, I thank you for that opportunity, which opened up, you know, more of a fan base, but also they let me get a glimpse of Des Moines, because I don't know if I would have ever been to well, it was meant for me to go, so yeah, I would have ended up there, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, you helped me bring that to fruition, man, to get to Des Moines. And bro, you I don't know how else to say, man, you run the town, and not in a way like, you know, you don't have the big head, bro. You down to earth. We just chopped it up. You humble. I met your son, man. Shout out to him.
Shout out to your baby girl. Yeah, shout out to Drake Diner, man. I remember going there and eating. And we had a good conversation. Man, you dropped some jewels to my son that day. And so I really appreciate that, too.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember we had a good conversation.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I mean, bro, I see what you do, man, and for those that don't know, definitely, you know, as far as you doing events there, like with the LOL y'all, the whole urban comedy series, you know, what I didn't know was that you did a stage play.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah, that was back in 2014, man. It was a huge hit, actually. I actually sold over 1,000 DVDs to that stage play, which really did good. It sold out a few times here in Des Moines, and it kind of opened up some doors for that era for you know, changing the tune. Because a lot of times, you know, when you think of stage plays, especially with like urban stuff that we have in the Midwest, a lot of it, unfortunately, is a lot of tap dancing for the masses here, which is not black. You understand? So how we brought an urban play, original urban play, that told our story, that was current, that had our lingo, that had our messages, you know, that was just monumental. And I really appreciate everybody that stayed down. A lot of the people that were in the play as actors, honestly, that was their first time being on stage, and every single one of them rocked it out. So I'm forever grateful for that moment. And it opened up a lot of doors, man. It opened up a lot of doors. It's still on NBTV, which is National Black Television. Last time I looked, it had, I think, like 100,000 views.
So we can check out the play.
Yeah, go to NBTV. It's like the Black Netflix, you know. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it recently. You know,
okay.
We'll
definitely check for it, no doubt. Yeah, NBTV. We're going to check for that, bro. I wanted to also touch real quick, man, on your mother-son ball, because I thought that was quite unique, man. We always hear of the father-daughter, but the mother son, man. Can you to give him a little bit of description on that, man? Because I thought that was awesome.
Definitely. I certainly will. I'll back up a little bit though, because my main focus is like the family structure. Like, I'm really big on family. I didn't grow up with a big family, you know, but I do see the benefits of having one. So everything that I do, I really like to gear it towards the family structure. Now, with that being said, with the mother-son ball, I'm gearing a lot of my efforts are geared towards young black boys, and I want young black boys to understand how to treat a lady, you know, how to treat their mother. You know, the mother is very precious, and just ways to, you know, your manner is to be a certain way. You know, you need to stand tall. You need to have a posture. You need to really walk the walk. You know, as a young boy growing up to a man, you know, there's a certain way that you need to act. You know, so starting with a mother son ball, I thought that would be a great way to, you know, have sons bring their moms, and really it's for any ages. Like, there's a lot of older gentlemen that bring their moms, you know.
So I can bring my mom.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. That's dope. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really
dope. We definitely got a lot of people that even my age, you know, and older, bringing their moms. But just to have that first date, just to set up a red carpet elegant event, you know, to where you know, it's excellence, and that's what we want to push. We want to push excellence.
That's fly.
We could have went to a gymnasium and put it on, but that's not the avenue we wanted to go. We wanted to go with like a red carpet event at the Science Center that's located downtown, and just, you know, dress it up, and it's a tuxedo affair. So
cool. Now that we got the backdrop. You know, like I said, we moving kind of quick because, like I said, we only had an hour to deal with. But to me, you know, everything in God's time, God order, and it fits in perfectly now to go into you, man, being an author, man. Because at the time, when I met you, I don't know if you was writing already, but, you know, just like I said, for me to find out that you did this book, the first one with Rodney, the character Rodney, the Ordinary Kid. If you could explain him and explain book, The Magical Super Duper Human Powers, you know, because I want people to I've already told people to go check it out and you know, especially with this quarantine, don't stop exercising your mind. Don't stop getting knowledge and learning things. You can learn a new craft, a new trade, you know, with this time. You know, you don't have to lay in the bed and watch TV all day. So basically, this book, you get this for the kids, especially, man, the kids, man, keep their minds active. The brain is a muscle, and the only way to exercise that thing or properly exercise it is through reading. So, bro, if you can go into that book.
I appreciate you asking me about it, too. With reading is so huge. Like, you know, I get it. A lot of us parents, we deal with our kids want to play video games and this and that and watch TV and, you know, explore your mind that way. But what I've always said about reading is it expands you so much more, because when you read something as opposed to watching something, you have to use your own imagination to come up with whatever you're reading. Like, it's a view that only you have. I could be reading, and then you read the same thing, and your perception is totally different than mine. So you're not programmed at all. It's a total opening for your mind. You feel what I'm saying? So I think it's very important for our kids to be reading, especially at a young age. I used to read like crazy. Like, there was one time I read 200 books. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Okay.
I say that to say this, I'm not a very good speaker, you know, and I used to get kicked out of class on purpose, because when it was my turn to speak or, you know, read, I would intentionally get kicked out of class so I wouldn't have to read out loud. You see what I mean? So I know a lot of kids go through little things like that as far as reading and this and that. So I made Rodney. I made Rodney to where he's very relatable to a lot of young kids nowadays. Rodney comes from a low-income household. He comes from just a one-parent household. His mom doesn't really show him that much attention. He's very curious about the world, but he feels like he's not intelligent. A lot of the teachers that he deals with, they talk to him. The curriculum's not set up for him, basically. So he feels inadequate.
Okay.
He's not really participating in class, you know. And then one day out the blue, he finds a ring on the ground, just a ring on the ground. He puts that ring on, and he feels like it gives him superhuman powers. And those powers are like standing up to bullies. They're like participating in class, raising your hand in class, you know. He basically was so energized from that ring. And by the end of the school week, he loses the ring, but he still prevails. He still exceeds expectations. He still is, passing eighth grade. Or pass. You know what? I didn't actually put a grade on it, but he passed the grade to the next grade. Yeah, I wanted it to be relatable to all little kids, so I didn't put an age or a grade.
Right. On it. That's smart. Mm-hmm. That's genius. Yeah, for sure.
So with Rodney, it's just showing kids that it's not on you, it's in you. You know, your powers are in you. They run deep. They run through your veins. They run through your genes. You know, the people before you. You know, a lot of us don't know our history. A lot of us don't know where our parents come from, where our great grandparents come from, this and that. You know, but we need to know that everything that they had is in us. You know, so.
Gotcha.
I just created that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I got another Rodney book. You know, I'm just about ready to finish it. And this Rodney book, he's a little older. He's actually in high school. It's the high school years. So he's dealing with peer pressures, drugs, sex, money, all kinds of different things that everybody's doing in high school, you know. But the good thing is it's a blueprint for kids that want to be entrepreneurs because he runs his own business, and he shows play-by-play, step-by-step, each move in order to produce your own business. Like, he's a freshman. He got a lawn care service, and it's an LLC. So, but I don't just throw it in there. Like, it's a play-by-play. Like, it shows kids how to just go ahead and be an entrepreneur. It shows kids how to go and deal with the peer pressures and make your own money instead of resorting to some of the street stuff that my generation and a lot of people we fall for. So.
Right. I get it. Most definitely. So it sounds like it's really kind of more on a wavelength, because I have not, this book I just kind of found out about through research or just through your bio, but the 8 conversations to have with your son, if you could just kind of briefly give an overview or you know what that is, because I'm pretty sure it's just like you said, it's about building building boys into strong men, into responsible men, into, you know, so, but go ahead. I'm going to let you talk and explain that.
Okay. So the 8 conversations they have with your son, like I said, I'm all about like the American family, the family structure, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to empower us, period. And I feel like that there's a big communication gap between our generation and the younger generation. So what I want to do is bridge that gap in conversations. And the conversations would be like just self-esteem boosting conversations. You know, like, for example, one of the conversations is to build or destroy, right? So we have the abilities to build or destroy. And the sooner that we recognize that, the sooner that we recognize that, the sooner that we could control each and every situation that we encounter to a certain degree. Now, we can't control everything, obviously, but as far as our demeanor, as far as our attitudes, as far as our perceptions of what's happening, we need to be on a good page. We need to be on a positive note to where we can navigate. So when I tell my son at an early age, hey, look, son, you got the ability to build or destroy, you know, that's empowerment. You know what I'm saying? A straight empowerment. That's telling him, hey, look, he can go and create whatever he wants to create. Everything you look at, you know, came from a mind that built it. Or you can destroy it, on the other hand. You can destroy a lot of things. You can destroy relationships with people. You can destroy your path by your own negative attitude, you know. So that's just one example of one of the self-esteem building conversations in the book. I got another book I just released it. It's called 8 Conversations to Have with Your Co-Parent, which, again, you know, it's all about the family structure, right? So the co-parent, you know, whether it be the parent in the household or, you know, the extended family across town, like, these are conversations that you can have to build on, you know, to build with your child, because what we need to be focused on is generational wealth. And if that takes us having a few more conversations with each other in order to do that, that's what we need to do. And that's where it starts.
Why not include the whole village, right?
Exactly.
It takes a village, man. Exactly.
Communicate with each other. Man, we like, even the music, like, every few years, it's like the language changes. You know what I mean? And and our kids, like, try doing your kids' 8th grade homework, like their math homework. Like, it's totally, like, the way they do it is totally different than how we learn. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, the communication is totally different. So that's why, you know, these conversations are real easy to have. The other thing about these books, I might add, the conversation series, they're mini books. They're short, sweet, to the point, no filler, and they can fit in your back pocket. So you could take them anywhere. You could take them on flights. I got them in 36 airports. So you can just buy it right before you cop on a flight.
Right. Okay. Because I was about to ask you, where can we find the books? I know I've seen some on Amazon, I believe. Can you get it for a tablet too, or?
You can. It is available on Kindle. So for the Rodney series, will be in Barnes & Noble, or it is in Barnes & Noble. The high school book that I have for Rodney is not out yet. I'm just about done with it. I just want to tweak it. I'm actually just putting the glossary together because I got a glossary in it. So I'm just doing a few extra words, and then I'm done with that. And then it'll be ready to be released. The 8 Conversations to Have with Your Son is on Amazon, or you can go to, which I prefer, you go to my website, which is www.8conversationstohave, which is the number 8, conversationstohave.com. So it's www.8conversationstohave.com. And it's that, the son's book and the co-parent book is on there now. And then I got a little surprise for everybody that I'm just going to drop here in a second. I just finished that book. I got a lot of books in the making right now. You know, I've been doing a lot of writing during this period of time. You know, so
right. And how can people follow you online? If you can go ahead and give them that, this time is, man, like I told you, it'll get away from you. But I want to make sure that they can follow you and keep up with what you're doing, because you're doing these books, but a lot of other brilliant things too, and I want people to be able to follow you, man, on IG, Facebook, wherever you're at.
Okay. I appreciate that, man. I'm on IG under Dr. Martin Sr., which is just DrMartinSr, Dr. Martin Sr. I also run a company called Team Strong Incorporated, which we are a marketing company. So if anybody needs help with their small business, small to large business. We do consultations, we do websites, all kinds of different things that we can help you develop. So we're definitely about small business. We're definitely about helping advance our people. So Team Strong Inc. can be found on Facebook. Also, John Martin Sr. on Facebook. I got a public page, and then I have a regular friend page that a few people can add at this point. You know they have that 5,000 friend rule on Facebook, which is kind of weird. Like, no other social media I think has a tap on how many people you can add, but you know, Facebook
right.
is like the. But yeah, so those are where I'm at. You know, I'm not really into the TikTok yet. You know, I got a TikTok account, but I'm not.
Yeah, same here. I don't know. I ain't figured it out, and I just see the dance challenges, which I'm not about to do. So, but yeah, bro, I want to just thank you, bro, for being a guest. I got to move into another segment, man, real quick before we get out of here. But bro, the love is real. Man, people, go support this brother. Support him because it's all genuine. It's all from the heart. And he got the best interests of our youth and just our people and just society at whole. Bro, I'm glad I met you those years, 4 years ago?
And, right, man, they might have been longer than you. But we've been building with each other ever since. Continue.
And I want to wish you much continued success, bro. And I'm definitely be helping you push this whatever you got going, man, to make sure that people know exactly what it is that you got going on. Ladies and gentlemen, we had, once again, Dr. John Martin Sr. on today. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you. Hey, y'all, be peaceful. Thank you.
All right, for sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Right now, I forgot to mention it's 420, but 420 also for me is the date that I entered Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated at Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, at the base of the Bloody Triangle. Some of y'all was like, "What is he talking about?" But anyway. I see one of these guys called in. Let me bring him on in. This is my LB, y'all, coming in right now from Louisville. Let's see if we can get him on the line real quick. Is that you, DQ?
What's up, Jay Boogie?
And if y'all didn't know, I didn't say.
No, stop.
We're 25 years in. 25 years in. What's up, team?
25 years in, bro. Seven chances for survival. Ada Gamma Chapter, Central State University, Wilberforce, Ohio. What's up with it?
For sure, for sure. Hey, man. The show
hey, man,
is incredible,
let me just say this, man. Shout out to Dr. Martin and, like, all you doing, bro. Let me just say to your audience, thanks for supporting Jay Boogie. It's my tail dog, been my boy for over 25 years. That's since I got to college. This dude's been into his music. He's been into the culture, been into the people. And to see him grow into his own, man, I'm just so proud and honored. And I appreciate y'all supporting my boy like this, man. Real talk.
Hey, dog. I appreciate that, team. You already know. Last night was off the chain, man.
Man.
On Zoom. Had all of us. And we're actually going to have an after party after this. VIP, invite only.
Invite only.
Style, I'm going to be DJing. But, yeah, you know how we do. Y'all know how the Qs do. Shout out to all the brothers, man, that made us, that came to see us when we was online.
No doubt,
and I wanted to tell you this too, DQ and all the rest of the line. Today, I actually talked on the phone with our 85 chapter bruh, J-Dub, John Wilson. Chicago.
Yeah.
He from Chicago, y'all, but he went to Central State and now lives in Atlanta.
But today,
bro, he did something for me that black men need. And I'm just saying, man, he basically, you know, of course it's the anniversary, but he also, you know, told me, you know, how proud, of course, that he was of me. But he gave me an example, like, of something that stood out from our history, us knowing each other. Because he knew my father, which is also, rest in peace, was a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, grandfather as well. But when he told me this, you know what he did, bro, after he went into that? He said, bro, let's pray. He said, let me pray right now. Let me pray with you. And, bro, that made my day. I was already floating because, you know, all the love we getting on social media, all the love we getting on IG, Facebook. But to have him, bro, be like, let's pray, it just brought everything full circle. I waited to tell my mom because, you know, she'd love to hear it, if she probably listening now. But anyway, she'd love to hear that kind of stuff, bro. But that's one of the things I love about our fraternity, you know, the friendship, the friends, the relationships, bro, that, you know, we ain't in this alone. But we also, also know that we are here for you. We are community service driven, okay? And so that's what we do is, you know, if you know any cues, trust me, you know, we're going to do something in your community or for you, or that's what we're there for.
Best, man. Ain't that what the homie Flies said, man? He said, the homie Flies, man, he said, hey, you got to have your cue dog friend, man.
I remember that one. Shout out to Plies.
Let me tell you this, man. You know, it's a blessing to be a Q. It's a blessing to be Omega Man. It's a blessing to be part of this fraternity, one of the greatest fraternities, organizations, institutions ever known to man, just because of the way we, the standard and the way we hold each other accountable based on what it means to us as men. And to be able to become part of this organization and be in it for 25 years and to come with the men that we came in with, you know, because I got a brother, we got the same father, but we didn't grow up in the same household. So I was pretty much the only child most of the time. So to gain six brothers and we talked every week for 25 years. You know what I'm saying? We talk more now than even some of my early years. It's thanks to technology. But it's so blessed. It's so amazing, man, just to be able to the level of talent on the line, the level of expertise and intuition. I ain't never been associated with just seven just straight up just funny people just constantly. It's all comedic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last night, I have to facilitate the call, but I was gonna have an agenda. I didn't have an agenda. We didn't need an agenda. We are the entertainment, man. We could hold each other's attention for like days at a time and not even have to go anywhere. We just sit in the room and make the best time ever.
Rude dog, let me say this because we got to check on up out of here, dog. Shout out 25 years to my LBs, my Sands, Seven Chances for Survival, Central State. Shout out to Melly Mel, Melvin Mitchell, Glenn Faircloth, of course, DQ on the line, my four, Eli Davis, my five, Lee Tucson, my six, straight out of Watts, California, Dwayne, Calvin Bryant, Weasel. Bruh, hey, I got so much love for y'all, man, and I'm so glad, bro, that I came in with y'all. And you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want it no other way, y'all. And I'm glad that you all tuned in to Nonstop Boogie. We up out of here. We running out of time. We got about 8 seconds. Much love. It's Nonstop Boogie, DJ Sergey Boogie. Hey, Q. We out. We out. We out. Rude.
Hold on.